What's up? It's What's Up in Luck podcast in the building. Hello, guys. How y'all doing? This is a new episode. We're going to gist you. It's vibes on vibes on this episode. And it's like, I'm a boy and stuff like that because there's some crazy things. Do you guys realize that there's a lot of podcasts going on in Nigeria right now? And then a lot of people are saying a lot of things. And one significant and very beautiful thing about What's Up in Luck podcast is that we bring the truth to you. Like, it's unfiltered, it's raw, and everything is what we are thinking at that moment. So, and we are not bashing anybody, we are just speaking our truth. So, I'm not here alone. My name is Didi. Welcome to our new episode. And only me cannot do this episode. I have my guys with me. So, Everett, say hi.
Hello, guys. This is Farida, aka Fari For Real, and I'm back again on this episode.
Hi, guys. I remain your favorite nigga, Jesse Scott, aka Joe, aka Scott.
See your free guy, see your to the BI, always. It's nice having Farida back, you know. I didn't tell her that in the last episode. We actually miss her. We actually miss her, and it's fine to have you, you know.
So, Fari is mad at the favorite guys because they claimed not to miss her. Well, me, I sent my own life pictures because I miss her vibes. But anyways, so you guys remember that that podcast that trended for 10K thing, like, that said, they said 5K to 10K is not exactly enough to take care of someone, or like, they should give it to a beggar on the streets.
I think in better context, she said you cannot spoil somebody with 10K.
Oh, yeah, that's it. She said you cannot spoil someone with 10K.
I think this is different from that one.
No, it's still under the same boat.
Yeah.
One is 10K, one is 5K. Yeah. I think, Sha.
All of them, Sha. They say, are saying that you cannot spoil someone with... Do you think that it's possible not to spoil someone with 5K or 10K? In my opinion, I'm going to go first. So I'm going to kick off this perspective thing. Yeah. I'm of the opinion that there are certain people you can spoil with 5K, there are people you can spoil with 10K, and there are people you cannot spoil with 5K or 10K, depending on what their pocket is. For example, someone who is earning, like, let's say 500K, or as 500K and above, when you give them 10K, well, to be honest, they are not going to appreciate that because they already have more than that. So why are you giving them 10K? So their money is like going to be like 510,000 naira. Does that make sense? I mean, then, but for someone who is probably like earning lesser, or who is in actual need of this 10K or this certain amount, they can actually appreciate what you give to them. That is my own opinion. So you can actually spoil. There are certain people you can spoil with that amount of money. There are certain people that you cannot spoil with that amount of money. That is my own opinion. So everybody else is going to say what they think.
You see, in my own opinion, a gift is a gift, regardless of the amount or whatever it is. Even, let me now use your own example. Let me use your instance now. Yeah. You said for someone earning 500K, let me just, okay, if I'm earning the 500K and I know someone gifts me 5K worth of gifts, or even gives me 5K in cash,
yeah,
of course, I'm going to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Coming from you, it's a pure intention. Like, for you to actually think of me, to gift me something, that should be appreciated on its own. The intention should be appreciated. Then the money itself, no money is small. Now you are saying I have 500K, I have more than 500K in my account. That's just based on assumption from your side. Maybe let's say you know that I'm earning that much. What if you don't know that I'm earning that much, and that 5K you sent to me is, or came at the right time when I'm feeling, maybe guess now. But still, a gift is a gift, should be appreciated regardless of the amount or whatever it is.
I feel like we are talking about, I think we're talking about different things. You're talking about from the, like, gifts aspect and stuff like that. You're talking about spoil. We're talking about spoiling someone. Spoiling. To spoil someone
people
like 5K and 10K.
Yes, now. People have different financial background. Finances. People's finances are different.
Yeah.
Because, let's say, I'm from a well-to-do family now. And in my family, let's say, every month or every week, I get allowances of 20,000, 50,000 from all my siblings, my family combined. Of course, 5K is, let's just say 5K is nothing compared to that.
Yeah.
But compared to someone that is earning, that is collecting like 5k at the end of the month from someone, of course now that money is something, so it should still be appreciated.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends on the person who is accepting.
You are giving like 50k and 5k.
But in general, it shouldn't just come out. If you want to say that kind of thing, let's just, that lady that said, or the person that said that, she's supposed to be very specific. She's not supposed to just generalize it. She should have spoken for herself that, okay, 5K is too, 10K is too small to spoil me, not for people in the public now. Of course, we have people that have less than that amount.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get both of you. And my opinion is, 10K is a lot of money to give. In this economy, it's a lot of money to give. But on the other end, it's actually small to receive in sense of like how fast like he goes. 10K is, like 1,000 naira now. If you carry 10,000 in the market, it's going to go. Everything goes. So as much as it's a lot to give, also small to receive. But irrespective of that, you should always be appreciative of whatever you receive. It doesn't matter. Even if it's 500 naira. Always appreciate it and always make it known, even if it's not something that you like. I've gotten birthday gifts that I don't like, I absolutely hate, or that I think they're very, very, very cheap. Do you understand that? I may not even wear or I may not even use, but I still make known. I am appreciative of the fact that you thought about me and you took out of your money. I don't know how much you're earning. I don't know how much is in your account. But you took out of your money to get me something because you're thinking of me and you think that, you know, you care about me. And I appreciate that. It's not even about the money or how much you've spent. It's about the thought to me. It's a lot for you to actually carry your money and, you know, buy something or give someone. So you should be appreciative. And that's where I have a problem with that podcast or whatever tweets that people have made. It's coming from a place of Olojuko Koro.
And it's not like they even work.
It's coming from a place of, do you understand? It's coming from a place of ingratitude and you know,
it's just negative vibes. And,
negative. Yeah. No matter the amount, you should never speak of a gift like that. Especially
nobody actually likes.
Especially from people whose, you know, means of living is through men's money.
Pretty much, like.
Do you understand?
At some point, they were.
Especially from people that live off of collecting money. From other people. So yes, I'm not saying that they're getting their money from like other people. I'm not saying those women in particular, but a lot of women get money from men. And for people that don't make their own money, women are very, very, I don't know what to call it.
Entitled
is the word. Women are very, a lot of women are very entitled. And I'm speaking based off my experiences with women. I'm not saying those women in particular, they're making, I don't know where they're making their money from, but for a lot of people that make their money or earn a living or live their lives
based
off of other people's money, you are very entitled and you are ungrateful and you have no right to speak to people like that. Like, and that one went on saying, give it to a beggar. Like, it is, you are very rude. If you give a beggar 5k, oh my fair kepa. So there's no reason for you to speak to anyone that is giving you anything in that manner. Do you understand?
So you think that person is a student?
Well, people didn't tell me for building this thing. We used to hear Ojet 2K. Where did it turn to 10K? When? From Ojet 2K, is not 10K. So I think you guys have actually said it all. And I think what Fida was saying the other time, the men are actually complicit in this, those men. But then that's not what we are digging into today. So in the true sense of it, a gift should be a gift. And you should really be appreciative of it. I think in our defense, the only thing that she can actually say I think it would be in her defense is that if someone actually like she has enough, she earns more than enough. And a person
like her hard earned money. If she's actually earning hers, she would probably have appreciated someone giving her.
I think
but the fact is, she does not probably earn by herself. So
that's
someone
a problem.
Giving her,
that's a problem. But I feel like I'm trying to check the whole scenario. The worst that can happen. The worst that can happen is that you're earning enough, and maybe somebody now gives you 5k, 10k, and probably bragging over the 10k, and it's sort of like insulting gift.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way. That's the only point you can make that kind of point. So I said that
because men are also very entitled. They send you 10k and they want you to come and sleep with them because you have sent me 10k or you have bought me Korean spa. You want to kiss me or you want to, you know, have sex with me? Yes, let's be honest. Men are also very, let me not come and paint men to be saints, because they are also demons in that aspect. Or they promise you heaven and earth that I did not ask you for. I have not asked you for any money. You've promised, oh, to do this, da-da-da, and you're sending me 2,000 naira. Or probably you say, oh, you want to take care of me, I want to take care of you, da-da-da. You have promised to take care of me. I want to make my hair, I have things to do, I have commitments. What should I use 2,000 naira to do in this sense? So there's always probably like a background a lot of times. That's the way I would not blame these ladies, because I did not watch the food podcast. So there's probably, usually people just run along with a piece. And when you watch the full thing, you realize that they are probably not even at fault. Do you get? So there's always context to this thing. And I might experience it with men, I know. Someone buys me Korean spaghetti and wants me to follow them home to sleep with them, and I probably post, oh, because of Korean spag, you want to do this, and someone probably says, I think I'm not appreciated, I'm ungrateful. Do you understand? So yes, let's like explore both sides. There's always a context to everything. So it's possible men are very entitled, and men want to, I don't know what's that thing. They want to, they're just like devil. They want, they give you the cap. They just, you know, give you something and expect you to, oh my God, she needs to start worshiping. They want to start worshiping them. So if there's a context to something, for example, if you're probably discussing, oh, she wants to go and make her hair, or she has a project, or she wants to start a business, and you're giving her something that is not probably like very, up to that. Yeah. Especially if you have promised, you have a without promise to her. Yeah, it is very, it's very ridiculous. It's very ridiculous. But irrespective of the fact, everybody should be like grateful. That's what I have
to say. At the end of the day, be grateful for whatever it is.
I don't know when men got this mindset of they needed money to get women, and it's all about like, if I give her money, that's the whole thing. It's actually very crazy. Like, that's why the whole thing is turning into. That's why you see that
the
people.
The whole thing is men just
think that. And as I will keep saying, that you are getting into a competition you cannot win. Trust me, it's a competition you cannot win. You have 5k, that's the only thing you can afford is 5k. There's another guy that will give her 50k, and she's going to compare. She's definitely going to compare. So at the end of the day, it's just better if the game can be like a level playing ground. And the best is like, it's not possible. So it's the best that if you're getting someone's attention, you should use the right way and not trying to use money to like impress. Because at the end of the day, to turn to, except if you're Dangote or
Tedola. I don't think it's about impressing. I think you're just trying to find a low budget ashao, like, because if you have to employ the service of an ashao, you know how much you're going to spend. Maybe they just don't want to, you know, get a prostitute. They just say, okay, let me just buy her something, maybe she will follow me home and sleep with me. Just invest in an ashao, a proper prostitute. If you want someone to warm your bed for you or to sleep with you, don't be ridiculous and don't insult women out there. If you want to have sex with someone, just come clean. Like, you most of the time, you don't even need to buy them anything for them to sleep with you. Like, there's some people that are attracted to you, and you don't have to buy anything. But don't insult a woman by giving her something so ridiculous. Like, it is not, I'm not a prostitute. Like, if I want to have sex with you, I am going to have sex with you, whether or not you give me anything. Don't insult me, giving me 2,000 naira. If I stand on the road on Allen Avenue, I know how much I'm going to make. Do you understand?
2,000.
And it's not 2,000 naira. So please, do not insult me.
But then, we have to refer to both sides. There are some women that will be like, hey, so you like me, Ali? You know, it's funny actually, because they're both in the genders.
Everybody has.
Exactly. So you mean, guys, like, should you like me? And before you know, someone's had any problems they've had 1995, 1990. Like, you know, I have not paid my bills. I've not eaten since morning. So if I did not talk to you, no, you've not eaten. No, all these things come up, and I go like, okay, maybe this is my chance. Let me just buy our food this night. And after buying our food, then I take out to her. I want to make my hair. Is it here now? Okay, let me make it. Maybe after this, I'll get another. So by the time he did all of that, and that's accumulated to 10k, I'm like, oh man, I'll spend 10k on this girl now. What else? What is my return? And before you know it, it's not 10k. So this whole thing. So I feel like from both sides, men should be like, you know, should copy or should restrain themselves, like giving immediately in the process of impressing or trying to get something. Come clean, and that will help you. And girls, I think you should know how to reject some gifts actually, because some gifts at the end of the day will be insulting.
Yeah.
Because a random guy that has interest in you is giving you 2K. I know that 2K is so small to you, and you're like, okay, if I like say you are collecting your trips, I like your show money. So it's funny. So, so it's just funny. Like, 2K, please, bye bye.
Let me tell you,
everybody,
I am not rejecting any gift. I did not force you to give me.
Friday.
Do you understand? It's not out. See, I'm a law student, and I understand what a gratuitous gift is. Like, I did not force. I didn't do like this. Oh yeah, give me money. Do you get? You are a human being of your own. You're supposed to be a man. Nobody should force you to bring out money that you have worked for. If it is not convenient for you, please don't give me your money. And if you're going to insult me with it, I'm going to return it. Excuse me. I would just say that. That's why we talk about vex money all the time. Juliet, if someone is trying to say, oh, because of $1,000, want to slip between $1,000, please give them $10,000. Like, return their money back. Please give them their money back. I think they are very stupid.
So there was this thread I saw on Twitter not long ago. It's about this, what Farida is saying, like women selling themselves out for cheap gifts and gift stuff like that. So I saw this thread. I'm trying to remember. They said, what was the question? I think the question was, what seems expensive on the outside but is actually cheap. So
one, women, that was the answer.
Calm down. So wait, first, I'm not done yet. So I was going to the comment section, then I saw this. And this comment that actually captured my eye. So the guy replied, "You don't like girls," and I'm like, "Why?" So after in that that guy's response, yeah. So people started commenting again, yeah. Saying, "Ah, very cheap. Just go to Corridor Spark and start rolling your car key like this, blah blah, or buy them Spark or buy them stuff." So wait, first, calm down. I'm like, those kind of responses really baffled me. Like, why? How is it possible for you to just go to Corridor Park or go to New Hall and start dangling your keys? So girls will see, okay, this guy, if I say get money, how is that even possible? Like, buying suya that is as cheap as 500 suya, 1,500 suya, to actually scope a babe. How true is that, please? How true is it? Are girls really that, are some girls really that cheap?
This is like why there are women like that come out to say, oh, you are insulting me with this kind of women, because of people like this, exactly. Saying, oh, only like girls like very cheap, with Corey Dispatch you can get a girl. That's why someone will come out and say, what the hell is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. And in my experience, well, I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't think that...
Don't let's forget the fact that this is Twitter. People come there to lie.
Definitely. But I want to say it's...
There'll be an element of truth somewhere.
Even if, someone is... Let me move it away from the receiving side to the giving side. Are you giving the credit part to sleep with someone? Like, what's your intention? If giving Corridor Spark is going to get you sex, is that also what you're looking for? That's why I'm saying, like, men are always looking for cheap prostitutes, like low-budget prostitutes, people that, you know, you cannot give money for, you know, sex. But let me just use this. Maybe she's going to answer me. I'm trying to scope. So if she's saying she's collecting sex, it speaks more about you. Do you understand? If she wants to collect Corridor Spark for sex, what about you that is giving Corridor Spark for sex?
You're so cheap.
If you don't want, you're also a cheap man.
Yeah, that's
thank you. You are a very cheap man.
That's what I said. It's like both sides of the divide. And that is why if you think you have a standard, you should set it and you should be wary of some kind of gifts. And I'll talk to... I used to say to men that you should be like... you should have restraints in giving people unnecessary gifts. Right, there's a different meter. I just met a guy like, okay, can you go grab a cup of a drink? And we went out to eat. That's why it's different from that. You're trying to scope and come and take away this bag. But if you eat finish, you are coming to my house. So, you know, when someone is telling you that, but you intentionally neglect the part, ignore the part where he said you are coming to my house, so, and you saw the credit spark and you collected the credit spark. So, all those things, it really matters. That's why, as a girl, like, okay, what's the meaning of I come to your school after eating credit spark?
Ask questions,
exactly.
Yeah, basically, I understand what you're saying, but some people don't say it like that. Mm. Like they expect that you know that.
And how many after guys this actually morning, come out and be like, "I'll get a credit back, so you're going to my house."
Nobody says that. Almost 80% do not. Almost 80% do not.
They just naturally assume that you they buy this and you will come to.
That
my
is what is called entitlement. It's mostly not said. No, it's mostly an unspoken rule.
Unspoken. Rude. Let me just put it down.
That's why me, like, I like to ask something. It doesn't always occur, but like sometimes I ask, like, if something's looking fishy, I'm like, what are you trying to say? Or if we're going out, I'm like, I'm not coming to your house after this. Like, I don't want to make it clear. Whether or not that's your intention, I just say it's like, this is normal. That's why I like what to be saying about setting your boundaries. Like, I'm not accepting some gifts. There are some gifts that are very obvious, that Otin Jobi,
exactly.
I said you, or, you know, disrespect. Some gifts that come, like, plated with disrespect. But girls like to ignore it because, yes, obviously, because it's food, you know. Everybody wants everybody to eat. But, like, don't always look at the gift that is coming. Look at the surrounding, like, circumstances. If it's going to bring you disrespect, just stay away from it and reject it. What's the end goal of this?
I think the bottom point is that everybody should be discerning, both boys and girls, actually.
They're actually discerning, but they don't shy away.
Some people are not. Everything is good.
Vibes.
Everything is good. Let's just go with it. And be like, okay, I'll shove this one. See ya. I'll
definitely not listen to this podcast. So there's one of my roommates.
We're always having roommates
that
actually related to something.
In our episode,
she
don't get like 15
roommates. Yeah, they always have experiences. So she actually, it was during the when we came back from 2020 COVID break, so it was just both of us in the room, and then she was the type of person to always go out and look for admirers, let's just put it that way, people that will, because she's well figured and stuff like that, and she's a pretty girl, so she'll just be like, she wants to go out, she wants to have fun, she wants to party, she wants to blah blah blah, and she's looking for. But she one day. The guy was like, he's going to buy her stuff, he's going to buy her this. She was like, okay, let me go up and dress. She did not know the guy from Adam. This guy just promised to buy her food and hang out in his, because he had a car. And he was a Lagos State Government something something. And he had just came back from work and was just hanging out around school and let you have a conversation. And apparently he appeared to be deep. So she came back to the room, she changed. I was like, do you know this guy? She said, no, he just told me this, that. And I'm like, you are following him to go where? In his car to go where? Guess what happened? When they bought the soya and they were eating in the car, the guy drove her to UBA side, inside. Like, it was really late and he tried to rape her. And she ran away and she just came crying, did this, did that. Who sent you a message? Somebody you know from nowhere. Because he bought you food, because you are looking for, the guy promised to give her, I even forgot, he promised to give her 40k like instant. Like, he's going, and I'm like, does that make sense to you? Like, how, why, how is he
40k?
Like, because he said he showed her his ID, his work thing, told about her work, so he sounded genuine to her. And I don't know how that is possible. For me, it's just not possible. It does not make sense. How is somebody say he's giving 40k and you are going? And in her own fault, she's actually looking for MAGA, she's looking for guy, she's looking for, so she found it and she got it. So I think whatever it is you are looking for, whatever it is you know what you are going to have to look for.
Like minds, you are traditional.
You know what you are going to look for. You know what you are finding. You will meet it. That thing you are finding. If it's money, if it's free food, you will see it and you will pay. Whether it's through sex or whether it's your body or whether it's, you will pay for it at the end of the day. So that's just it. So everybody, both the guys or both the girls or all of us,
for free sex,
they will collect it. They will see. We are all gonna match ourselves. We're all gonna see ourselves outside there.
Everybody
will collect. Everybody will get what they deserve at the end of the day. So guys, we went from 5K to this other thing. I don't know what we went to, but this is an interesting episode. We shed more light on how badly we actually need to set boundaries as individuals and be able to, like, respect, show more, have more self-respect as a person. Not to let someone disrespect you, and also to get context when people discuss about stuff. So when someone says, okay, 5K is too small for me, 10K is too big for me, or I really appreciate and everything. So whatever gift it is that you're getting, be appreciative. But if the gift is coming as disrespect for, like, sex, and, like, the man is a cheap prostitute who just wants to get into your pants and he thinks that spaghetti or food is the way he can get that, you should actually be careful and just, like, walk away. Like, there are some gifts you should just say no to, that because it's wrapped with disrespect. So it was lovely having everybody on this episode, and we hope you enjoy. Have fun, guys. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.